What APG's work is specifically this kind of integration of the artist into specific kinds of power systems. Whereas Creative Times' interest is that when we work with artists whose main goals are that, but that's not specifically the kind of work that we set out to do. Does that make any sense?
When one sets out to do something, but when you set out to do something, it's the artist who is wanting to do something. I have to think of the wider context of where it is centered, because it's very much to do with the artist's motivation. Why do you think Creative Times has become such a success?
Such a success. Well, I think a lot of it, frankly, has to do with New York City. There's at least two other organizations that do work very similar to work that we do, one of which has been around as long as we have. Another one was founded really within the last couple of years, but doing very ambitious projects. And then there's a number of institutions that are within New York working in the public domain as well. So I think for a whole variety of reasons, New York presents itself as a, New York also sees itself as a very sort of forward, avant-garde city, at least in the United States, which maybe isn't saying a whole lot. But as a result, I think, I should also say we have the current administration, Mayor Bloomberg, probably was re-elected yesterday, I don't know, is the best mayor, really, the best city administration we've had probably ever in New York for public art programming. So at this particular moment, for the last 4 years, everyone in the public art field has enjoyed a city administration that looks to see, and then Christo's Gates was done in New York this year after 20-some years of it continually being sort of sublimated. We can talk about Christo, which I'd love to get into some other time, but I think there's a lot of it comes out of the particular history of the 70s in New York and the relatively fertile combination of low rents and or derelict buildings that were available for artistic activation. I think people's general dissatisfaction with the extant structures of the art world at the time, and the way those forces combined with developing ideologies of feminism, Marxism, institutional critique, to really jump outside of that box. So I don't know if we're any more successful than, I guess, the people we like to think of as our competitors, but I think that the ground is particularly fertile where we work.
Peter, again, you mentioned a cycle, the artist, the audience, and the site. And it didn't matter where you start, but it was just to keep on cycling. Could you elaborate on those three, the relationship between those
introduced
ideal circumstances?
Well, I guess that I should say, first of all, that they're not specifically sort of equal in the way you work. An organization like Archangel in London, who I admire immensely, their cycle, if they were to look at sort of a similar map, they place in it almost their entire weight upon the artist's vision and interest. And then the site and the audience flow from that. It's entirely hierarchical in that context. Whereas sometimes the artists we work with, we work similarly. But other times, I think, we conceive of audience in such a broad way sometimes that the public mind is something that counts as an audience for us. And so it's enough to find an interesting topic that artists could speak to and elaborate on and use that as the generative point. And from that, look at, artists that would make sense and venues that would make sense. But of course, each of those comes with, each venue you choose comes with a particular kind of audience that flows from that, in the same way that an audience often informs the place and comes back informing the artist's process to begin with. So the ideal context, I guess, or the ideal framework for a project to develop, I think usually starts probably with an artwork and with a conversation with an artist. And I mean, we talk a lot about, we use the word collaborative a lot, but really that's just, we see ourselves as kind of guides or dramaturgs or something that provide a critical context within which the artist can develop their project. And of course, we love to do projects that artists can't do elsewhere. I think that's another very important part of public art practice is, if you're serious about it, I think you want to pursue projects that are remarkable for the way in which they can be done elsewhere. They can be done within institutions. They can be produced by galleries. Of course, with all the biennials and art fairs, there's another challenge there because so many projects can be done within those frameworks. So how do you really get apart from that? And I think in some cases we've been finding it's really about a kind of prolonged and intense relationship with the artists. Because biennials tend to be relatively whirlwind things. People show up for a site visit very quickly, make the work show up, their assistance is solid, and then it opens and that's pretty much the end of it. Whereas I think we can provide something different in that extended kind of developmental process.
This is a question I have. Apart from the most important place outside the council where you usually find these kind of events, was it this large place such a complex theme outside of the community and such a complex institution?
I don't think
there
were actually anything we could have but what it was, if you are also about the reaction, then perhaps it was easier to get a bigger international audience here in Copenhagen, and the exhibition was relevant and an important exhibition by lots of international by the international audiences, but not as so much in the city actually. Now I'm talking also about the politicians. So you can of course say that Copenhagen is more like a transit where there are some bigger international audience as such. So I don't know if that answers your question. Okay, more questions?
So I think we will go to some more general discussion, so I can give some more chance perhaps to get some of the earlier speakers up here, and now I'm really not sure of how many speakers will be here and who will come, so we'll just wait and see.